Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, my wonderful, wonderful friends. Welcome back to r/entitled people, where you'll get to hear stories about people who think that the world revolves around them and that nobody else matters. Guys, before we dive into this one, in my last episode, I asked you to comment the most entitled thing you've ever seen. And commenter I1 takes the cake with, "When I worked at a grocery store, this lady was in the deli hot foods area where we had fresh rotisserie chickens with a selection of 3 different flavors. It's a self-serve thing where the chickens are in these clear containers so you can see what they look like. This lady proceeded to open the containers, shoved her grubby hands all over the chicken, and started to peel off pieces to eat. When I asked her to stop doing that, she lost her business at me, saying that she needs to taste test, or how else will she know if she likes the flavor? Needless to say, she was escorted out, and those chickens were tossed." You know what? I've seen people do that with grapes, strawberries, and like small little fruits, but somehow, it's just not as bad as someone opening up a whole rotisserie chicken, guys. That's so much worse. Anyways, in this episode, you'll hear 3 stories about entitled people. The first is a neighbor who has OP's car towed because she didn't like where it was parked. The second story is an entitled Karen who happens to hate tattoos and harasses OP about them. And we'll finish up with a crazy story that you won't want to miss about OP's family and how they demand to be put in OP's will since OP's very, very wealthy. Guys, buckle up and remember, if you start to feel angry, just breathe. I hope you stay for the stories today and hit that subscribe button for future stories. Let's dive in. This first story is titled, "Neighbor Had My Brother's Car Towed on Our Property." I'm pretty pissed because this happened just a few hours ago. Anyway, to set the stage as players, there's me, my neighbor, who's an entitled boomer, who's a nosy old bat, and her husband, who's a nice neighbor. There's also my brother and my grandmother. For some backstory, nosy old bat and I both live on the corner houses next to a busy street, which is relevant to the story. And oh man, this lady is bordering on r/insane people level of crazy and nosy because oh my god, is she ever nuts. I've lived in this house my entire life with my grandmother, and nosy old bat used to watch me for a little bit when I was 6 until my aunt could pick me up to babysit me. This apparently has given her the mindset that she can attempt to control my life and tattle on me to my grandmother. My grandmother knows when I have company over, a lot of the times they park on the driveway since the street is usually crowded. I usually call or text her to let her know that there's a car in her spot and that I'll have them move when she's home. Sometimes my grandma will tell me it's fine and she'll park on the street if there's parking available and then move her car after my friend's gone. A non-issue, right? Not to nosy old bat. She's been known to get up in my business to go and knock on my door and demand to know who's there, and if I'm doing the quote, nasty with those friends. It's hilarious to me when people ask if I'm sleeping around, but it's infuriating when nosy old bat asks this because she's super nosy and thinks she practically owns the neighborhood and acts as if this is an HOA, which she's in charge of, which she's not. She makes calls on other people's behalves constantly, and we're no different. Anyway, now that the backstory's done, onto the story. Alright, so my little brother's a Marine, and he's currently deployed in Hawaii, and his car has been on our property for a while now because, well, he's deployed, and obviously he can't come and drive it since he's in Hawaii. This apparently gives her the idea to call a tow truck, because it hasn't moved since he left it. The reason she got it towed was that she did not know who the car belonged to. It's not even a terrible looking car either, but I guess it pissed her off that it was sitting there due to it being a car that she didn't know. This happened between the time my grandmother and I left for Costco and the time we got home. Nosy old Bat called the towing company to tow my brother's car because in her batty old boomer logic, the car's been there for 2 weeks and it's just sitting there. It's on our property, not hurting anything. So now, my grandmother has to call the police and the towing company to get the car back, and she's rightfully furious about this because it means another towing fee that was completely unnecessary. She can't even get it until tomorrow because nothing's even open. She was met with voicemails of the towing not even being open either, which was bizarre because it was before 7 p.m, but whatever. I don't know the towing hours since we've never had to deal with that before. I absolutely hate her with a seething and unholy passion because this isn't the first time she's attempted this garbage either. She's done this on other neighbors too because she thinks she can police the neighborhood. I do not care how rude this makes me, but I will not be paying that towing fee and I will not be letting my grandmother pay it. Nosy old Bat will be paying that because it's none of her business to be nosing her face into things. I don't care if you're old, you do not stick your nose into someone's business and life. Especially if that thing in question is on someone else's property. I will take this woman to court if she refuses to pay for this because she had no right to do this. I'll give updates if anything further happens because I'm furious and I don't really care if the old woman doesn't want to pay for it. She will, or face court for her nosiness. You know what? That totally sounds like such a shady towing company. Nosy old Bat had no authority to have a vehicle that doesn't belong to her towed, and the towing company should have 100% checked for proper documentation before towing it away. Can someone tell me if I can call a tow truck to tow my neighbor's car, if he's being annoying? I really don't think that can happen. So OP's got an update, and the update says, my cranky and tired butt marched over to her house. She was awake and outside, and ripped a new one into her about keeping her nose into her own personal life and to pay for the towing, or I was gonna take it higher up and nail her for illegally having it towed. And she's paying for the tow truck, reluctantly. This next story is titled, Karen thinks that I'm too young to have tattoos and demands I cover them in public. This happened when I was 28. I have 8 tattoos, all of which have meaning about my life. The lily on my chest is about the sister I had that died before I was born. The spider on my arm is about me overcoming my fear of spiders. My phoenix tattoo is about me going skydiving in 2016. I also have a fairy on my shoulder, another flower on my chest, and a few other smaller tattoos on my arm. When I'm wearing long sleeves and a high neck shirt, you can't see any of my tattoos. In the summer, however, they're out for the world to see. I'd like to think that none of them are offensive, in my opinion, and I often get compliments about them. And then I met a Karen. It was a summer day, and I was downtown doing some shopping, wearing a 3/4 sleeve with open shoulders, making all of my tattoos visible. It was really hot outside, so I just wanted to finish my shopping and get home to my air-conditioned room. And then it happened. I was in a grocery store grabbing a few things I needed when I got the feeling that I was being watched. I looked down the aisle and saw a middle-aged woman with what I now know to be a Karen outfit staring at me with a face that would make Dolores Umbridge uncomfortable. I just smiled at her and went on with my shopping. Out of nowhere, she decided to talk to me. Karen said, "You should really cover those. It's not appropriate to have them out like that." At first, I thought she was talking to an employee and I just ignored her, but she said, "Hello, I'm talking to you. You need to cover up." As I realized she was talking to me, I started to look around on my body, not knowing what she was talking about. Maybe I had a wardrobe malfunction that I was unaware of. I said, "Huh?"
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Excuse me? Karen says, "Your tattoos, I know you like them, but don't you think you're setting a bad example? I mean, it's bad enough that you have that many tattoos at your age, but you should not be flaunting them like that. Show some respect." I was about to tell her that I'm much older than I look, and the fact that I was 28, when she said, "You're too young to have that many tattoos. You should have them covered in public." I asked her, "How old do you think I am? I'm 28, and it's too flippin' hot to cover anything. Not that it's any of your business." The look of shock on her face grew even stronger as she heard me talking, which I guess made me seem even younger in her eyes. Karen demands, "Show me some respect." Me, trying to avoid the confrontation, said, "Whatever, lady, you have yourself a good day. Maybe pull that stick out of your clacka while you're at it." And I left the aisle, hoping that was the end of it. But the lunatic trailed behind me for a few minutes after that, while giving me a death glare the whole time. But thankfully, she lost interest quick, and I lost sight of her. That was the weirdest interaction I've ever had with a Karen, or anyone for that matter. I don't know if I should take that as a compliment that I look younger than I am, or be insulted that I act like a kid. Either way, I like the way I am, and wouldn't change it for anyone. Guys, let's all take a second to congratulate OP on conquering arachnophobia. She got a freaking tattoo of a spider on her arm. What a legend. I also picked up a new phrase today. Pull that stick out of your clacka. I'm keeping that one for future use. Clacka. This last story is titled, "Leave Everything You Have to Our Children." I'm 39, successful, and I'm quite well off. My siblings, sadly, are not. My brother, 42, has 3 children. My sister, 35, also has 3, with 1 on the way. My youngest sister, 28, is married and pregnant, but she has nothing to do with the events of this post. We were all raised to believe that money doesn't matter, and all you need is a happy marriage and a lot of kids to live a happy life. Being poor and having a lot of kids was somehow glorified. Fortunately for me, I didn't buy into that nonsense. I always knew that I never wanted children. I focused on my career and achieving success. Today, I own my own home, have wonderful pets, and a loving boyfriend. My family, however, seems to think there's something wrong with my lifestyle. My parents have often commented that my 5-bedroom house is empty without any kids running around, and there's no point in me living in such a big house. My siblings often tell me that I'm selfish for not having kids and actually enjoying my life. However, their disdain for my selfish lifestyle doesn't stop them from begging me for money. My brother and sister have called me numerous times and asked me to help pay their bills. Now, if it's something serious like clothes or school supplies for their kids, I'm willing to pitch in, but I always refuse when I'm asked to pay for trips to amusement parks, etc. And then I'm bombarded with, "But they're your niece and nephew." I also pay for my parents to stay in a high-end assisted living facility. They're my parents. I felt that I owed them this much. However, I couldn't help but feel insulted when they sang praises for my siblings for breeding and following in their footsteps, and how my parents wished that I had done the same with my life. They treat me, among all their kids, like I'm the biggest disappointment. For this reason, I've distanced myself from them. I only call or visit to check up on them, and I don't let them be a part of my life. The other day, I got a call from my sister asking if she, her husband, and my brother and his wife could come over. I said, "Okay, why not?" As soon as we all sat down, they asked me to leave my fortune to their kids in equal portions. And if I did, they would stop asking me for financial help for as long as they live. They said this as if they were doing me a favor. My brother asked, "You don't have kids, so who are you going to leave it to?" I told them I was going to leave my money to charities and that I don't owe them a dime. When they went on the "you're selfish" tirade, I told them to get lost. The next morning, I got a call from my dad telling me that they were disappointed in me. I simply hung up. Okay, so I'm no lawyer or anything, but I remember hearing somewhere that if you put family members on your will and like leave them $5 or $10 or something, there's no way they can contest it. I think OP should do that. It's also deliciously passive-aggressive. Someone correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm often very, very wrong. Okay, so OP has an update to this post, and it reads, "After the altercation with my siblings, my parents tried a different strategy. They tried to sweet-talk me, and suddenly, their tune had changed from, 'You're so selfish,' to, 'Aw, we didn't mean it like that. Let's talk.' So after they kept pestering me to have a word with them in person, I invited them over. Now, my parents know damn well that chocolate is bad for dogs, but my mom has tried to give it to them on so many occasions. When I tell her off, she always comes back with, 'But maybe they like it.' And I was just being nice. This time when they came over, I left them in the living room and went to the kitchen to get some refreshments. While I was there, one of my dogs came over to greet them. I could see them from the kitchen. My mom petted him for a while and then reached into her purse and pulled out a freaking bar of chocolate. She broke off a piece and was about to give it to him when I stormed over and knocked it out of her hands. My parents looked shocked, and I was enraged. Even after being told repeatedly that chocolate is bad for dogs, they just don't get it. When I asked my mom what the hell she was doing, my dad actually started yelling at me and told me that I was being rude. I told him that either they were complete idiots or they were trying to hurt my dog. When they tried to argue back, I grabbed my dad by the arm and walked him out the door. My mom followed. This was less than a month ago, and I've moved them into a much less cushy facility. They won't be mistreated. I would never allow that to happen. The nice fully furnished mini apartment they had earlier, with all kinds of luxuries, will soon be a distant memory." And that brings us to another end of r/ Entitled People. Guys, if you missed the last episode of r/ Entitled People, OP's family totally gangs up on her, demanding outrageous sums of money. $35,000 vacations, $800,000 college funds, because OP happens to have a good career. Guys, check it out if you haven't already, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.